This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Some artists tiptoe around their pains, their heartaches, their vulnerabilities. Pink shouts them at the top of her lungs. I guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went. So I'm gonna drink my money. I'm not gonna pay his rent. I got a brand new attitude and I'm gonna wear it tonight. That is So What. It is the first single from Pink's new album, Funhouse. Pink, also known as Alicia Moore, joins us now from our New York studios. Welcome to the program, Miss Pink.
Thank you kindly.
Pink, you know, what are we going to do to get you to open up? Tell us how you really feel.
I'm really a closed, defensive individual.
Yeah. What can we do to draw you out? You know, I just have to say, though, so many performers, you know, they tiptoe around what's going on. They'll say, oh, this song is about somebody they know or whatever.
Weird.
But this one is just way close to the bone. It's about your divorce from Cary Hart, who's a professional motocross racer. He's even in the video.
He is. Isn't he cute?
Yeah.
I don't know why he trusts me like he does, but yeah, he was like, how's the, because we are still really good friends. He was like, how's the album coming? I was like, it's great. You're going to hate it. He was like, okay. I was like, you know you're going to be in the video, right? He's like, well, I'm nervous. What's the song about? I'm like, it's about you. He's like, ugh, what time?
Oh, really? What, I mean, did you, so no hesitation at all. You didn't think, oh, should I not?
No, he didn't have a choice. He knows what he was getting into with me.
What about you? What about you putting your stuff out there?
I have no other option. I don't know how to do it any other way.
So many public figures are dogged by the tabloids when they go through something personal. Is this your way of kind of beating them to the punch, saying, you know, this is my story, nobody gets to tell it but me?
Pretty much. If there's an elephant in the room, I'm going to jump on it and ride it around.
So Cary knew what was up when he signed on for this.
He's a good sport. He's such a good sport. I mean, the thing is like when I did say to the world that we were still friends, and a lot of people do say that, and it's not true. And, you know, it is true with us. We're really solid, so there's no point. We like to laugh.
This is totally none of my business, but
painful,
yeah, that's
stuff.
My point. It's divorce. I mean, if you
obviously
love the guy enough to marry him. And
yeah, it's heartbreaking. You know, it's absolutely heartbreaking. You never want anything to fail. But I think the blessing in disguise is that you don't have to lose the entire thing. You can hold on to the good parts, and that's the friendship and the history and the laughter.
The song is rocking, but there is sadness there.
Absolutely. It's very bittersweet. It was really actually pretty touching on the set. A lot of people were getting emotional because we look really good together. I mean, let's be honest.
Totally none of my business, but if you guys can communicate this well, why split up?
It was a timing thing. It's just timing. It's just, there's not enough time in the day. It just doesn't work sometimes. I don't know. I have many more questions than I have answers at this point in my life.
Maybe you weren't ready?
Maybe. Maybe I'm just not a compromiser. Maybe he's not either. Who knows?
Yeah. The video has a lot going on. It also pokes fun at the all the attention around you as a sex symbol. There's one scene where you flash a group of paparazzi. Please forgive me for asking this, but did you really flash them? Is that really you and your fabulous bod?
Absolutely. I had flesh-colored thongs on and a gold necklace and a shot of tequila. It was fantastic. 7 a.m. Ugh. Dave Myers, the video director. It's our 9th video together. We did Stupid Girls, There You Go, Get the Party Started. We did a lot of our fun videos together, and he just... I bring crazy and he trumps it, and I'm the only person he can get to do some of these things.
Whose idea was it for you to get naked and flash all these people?
That was his, of course.
Then make him get naked.
I made him do a shot of tequila. It was 7 a.m.
What's your take on the sex symbol thing? On the one hand, you kind of play with it. On the other hand, you make fun of it. You ridicule it. What's your take on that?
I'm a sarcastic individual. I don't take much very seriously. I mean, the thing with me is I'm a very sexual person indeed and very much an exhibitionist. I'm a performer. But I'm also a tomboy and a skateboarder and a scrapper and, you know, so it's all over the place.
Well, but I want to talk about Stupid Girls. It was a hit in 2006. It was, again, another, you know, provocative, funny video. But you again talk about this whole thing about the way women, particularly female celebrities, are treated by the culture and in turn the way they affect the culture. What happened to the dream of a girl president? She's dancing in the video next to 50 Cent. They travel in packs of two and three. Talk to me about how that came about, if you don't mind, if you remember.
I do remember. I was just overwhelmed by this tabloid culture that was taking over and all the trash mags and just the silliness, the absolute silliness and the state of the idea of what a woman should be and what a girl wants to grow up to be at that point. And I had an 8-year-old niece that was talking diets and sex tapes, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me right now. This is not what we have fought for all our lives. And where are all the smart women, and why don't they sell magazines like Natalie Portman and Alicia Keys and Susan Sarandon's and Angelina Jolie's? It's like, come on now. What, we have to wear a belt as a skirt and have a sex tape and crash our car a lot? What, and drink and drive? What is this? I was really just disgusted.
On the other hand, you do play with the party girl thing yourself.
I bring crazy. But I also balance it out, I think, really well. And my point was not to say that I'm any better than anybody. My point was just, let's have a conversation. The thing I liked the most about doing that song was some people agreed with me, some people liked the point but hated that it was coming from me, and some people just thought I was a complete hypocrite. And my point was, I'm not here to win a popularity contest, but dissent is one of my most prized, you know, it's what America's all about, democracy, dissent, create dissent, have a discussion, debate. I'm all for a debate. Let's talk about it. I don't have to be right.
Speaking of dissent, you also on that album had a piece called Dear Mr. President. Kind of critical. Can I play a short clip of it? And we can talk about it. Claire, here it is. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, were you a lonely boy? How can you say no child is left behind? We're not dumb and we're not blind. They're all sitting in your cells while you pave the road to hell. What kind of father would take his own daughter's rights away? And what kind of father might hate his own daughter if she were gay?
Again, that's Dear Mr. President. It's from the album I'm Not Dead. What reaction did you get to that?
Well, I wrote that maybe 4 or 5 years ago now, on Martin Luther King Day. And our dear President Bush's approval ratings were a lot higher back then. So a lot of people didn't want me to talk about it. You know, I grew up with a Vietnam vet father and a Vietnam vet stepmother marching on Washington since I was 4 years old. My brother serves in the Air Force. I've earned my right to an opinion. And I'm an American citizen. I love this country, and I don't love our president. I don't love politics. I don't love the policies. I don't love traveling all over the world and having to apologize because of where I'm from. And I think that because I write songs, I had an opportunity to say something.
Do you feel that more artists would like to speak out but don't?
I'm not sure. I feel like if they wanted to bad enough, they would. I know there's a lot of artists that like to skirt the middle and stay safe so they can not upset anybody and be diplomatic and make more money. To each their own, absolutely, but that's not how I roll. It's not my style.
But it is interesting that you got more airplay for this song than you outside of the country than you did in. And it is also interesting that people are used to social critique from you. They know that, you know, Pink has things to say about the culture, but it's interesting when you kind of walked right up to the politics, like, this is how it is right now and I want to talk about it. Doesn't seem as though there was as much receptivity. I don't know if you experienced it that way, but that's how it seems.
I feel like that was one of the most important songs for me and Billy Mann of our entire careers. I mean, the respect that I got just from my father alone and the conversation that song started between him and I was so worth it. I didn't want that song to be a single. I didn't want it to be a publicity stunt. I didn't even want it to be aggressive. My way is usually, you know, it's my way or the highway, and I'm right and you're wrong and you can go to hell. But with that song, I was just questioning. I wanted to sing it innocently. I wanted it to be found on its own. And it's just a questioning song. It's, of course, there's opinion mixed in and a little bit of biting sarcasm, but it's mostly just questions, and not theoretical ones, like questions that could probably still use an answer, and could use an answer from a lot of presidents, not just him. How do you dream when a mother has no chance to say goodbye? How do you walk with your head held high? Can you even look me in the eye? If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Our guest is recording artist Pink. We've got to play the breakout hit. We've got to play the breakout hit. Get the party started. Are you ready for it? Sure.
Are you ready for it?
Again?
Here it is.
Pull up to the bumper. Get out of the car. License plates are stunning. Number one superstar. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Get this party started.
That, of course, was Get the Party Started from your 2001 album, Misunderstood. Do you still love it as much as your fans do, or are you over it?
Get the Party Started?
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it. No, it's fun. It's fun live. It's fun. It's fun. Because I don't listen. Once an album comes out, I don't listen to it anymore. And every once in a while, like a couple years later, I'll go back and jam out.
Well, do you feel like you've just moved on, or were you just in a different place as a person then? Is it musically?
It's just that I've played it like 3,000 times on live, and just it gets to be a bit much. It's like how I drove Nothing Compares to You into the ground on a karaoke machine when I was a little girl. Can't really listen to that song anymore.
So let's talk about the new album. Let's play Sober.
All right, speaking of. I don't want to be the girl who laughs the loudest, or the girl who never wants to be alone. I don't want to be that call at 4 o'clock in the morning, 'cause I'm the only one you know in the world that won't be home.
So what's going on here?
Oh boy, a lot. I have this thing where I just think that we all have different vices, and it would be nice to get to the truth without them, the truth of ourselves. I mean, that's every human being's need, I think, is to the truth. We need the truth. We need to find out who we are. But we all depend on different things to get there, and it actually just brings us farther away from it. It could be alcohol, relationships, lying, just any addiction. So, yeah. Me and my friends personally like to get together over beer and sake and talk about our drinking problems.
Is that something you're struggling with? I mean, is it hard? Is it a struggle for you?
No, it's not. I'm a wine snob. I go around to different places and take cooking classes and go wine tasting. And no, I gave up like hardcore partying when I was about 15. I started early. I ended earlier.
Yeah, I don't love that good girl, bad girl construct, but just as a metaphor, do you think that you're kind of a good girl at heart playing it being a bad girl, or are you a bad girl telling the good girls it's not so bad to be bad?
I think all of it. I'm like a walking conflict. Yeah, schizophrenia at its best.
So you're enjoying life right now despite the breakup and
absolutely
everything?
I'm having a
things
really,
going well with you?
Really good time. Yeah, I've got the coolest friends in the world, and I get to travel around and play music. It's awesome.
What's next for you?
I'm going to go on tour at the top of the year, and I'll probably be on tour. I mean, I usually go out for about 2 years, so I'll be gone for a while. It'll be awesome. It's going to be a fun tour.
Well, thank you for the album.
Absolutely.
Given the little nerdy meek girls like me and something to aspire to.
That's awesome.
What track do you want us to go out on?
Play Crystal Ball.
All right, Crystal Ball. Here it is. Alicia Moore, better known as Pink, joined us from our New York bureau. Her latest album, Fun House, is in stores now. Miss Pink, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so much. But I'm not scared at all.
To hear full songs by Pink and hundreds more studio sessions by musicians, check out our music website. Go to npr.org and click on music. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.